This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2034. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 14th, Albania, Antarctica, Armenia, Bougainville, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Denmark, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Korea South, Laos, Mali, Mexico, Netherlands, Nicaragua, North America, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sudan, Turkey, USA, Zambia, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the WRMI schedule shows a new time for relays of Radio Tirana, Albania, but it's only on weekends. UT Sunday and Monday at 02:30 on 5800. On May 12th, Manuel Mendez in Spain says, 15476, LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, Base Esperanza Antarctica, is on the air all Wednesdays from 14 to 16 UT, in accordance with a WhatsApp received from the operator of the station. So, on Wednesday, May 13th, I tuned in at 1540 to 15475.97, compatible USB, and was getting a just barely audible carrier direct from LRA 36 and almost all water path from Esperanza to Enid. Half an hour later, I brought it up via remote receiver in Pardinho, Brazil, where reception was quite good, but by then, 1607, there was nothing but songs, including one ID break at 1615 and off the air without any further announcement before 1624. In any event, we may expect to be able to hear them Wednesdays between 14 and 16 or later, just below 15476. If any Canadian longwave beacon should make it to Oklahoma, it's the closest one to hear, WG in Winnipeg, about one sesquimegameter due north, on 248 kHz, heard May 13th, before 06 UT, it's WG and the Canadian Dash. Little else was audible at the time. Not the first time the following has happened on 2749 USB. May 9th at 0606, I was getting the Canadian Coast Guard Marine Weather Stations in the Nova Scotia area. The same robotic YL voice in French, but twice saying different things, interfering with each other until both of them stopped at 0609. I'm now thinking this is a malfunction out of a single transmitter rather than two different transmitters clashing. The locations listed for this are Yarmouth, Halifax, Sydney, and in Quebec, Escoumin. And none of these are scheduled on the air at this time, 06 UT. Excitement on the web as someone found a link to Amanda Dawn Christie's full-length film about the demise of Radio Canada International, Spectres of Shortwave. But it turned out to be only promos for the film, not the full film itself, on YouTube. Hector Frias Jofre in Chile received this explanation from Amanda Dawn Christie. That was never supposed to be public. It was an accident on my part. The film will be viewable soon for several days, May 26th to June 1st. Hosted by a gallery in Montreal, that upload was only a test for them and should never have been public. And by the way, everyone is still waiting for QSL's She Promised for some special shortwave transmissions she organized. Some All India Radio transmissions have resumed, about which more later, but some which are still not back on the air are being jammed anyway by China. Ours only Chinese language broadcast at 11:45 to 13:15 on 17510 has been via Bengaluru, but still not on the air. However, Chinese is heard there from China jamming it, CNR1 or their CRI Filipino service. So reports Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria. Colombia's only almost shortwave station. I heard their just barely audible carrier, despite heavy storms between us, May 9th at 0610 UT on 2940.133. This has previously been identified as the second harmonic of Radio Huellas, HJNT, in Cali, Colombia. South America's most reliable medium-wave harmonic. fundamental computed as 1470.0665. Something's always wrong at Radio Vanacuba. I could spend the rest of the program if I told you all about these errors in detail I've logged during the past week, but I won't. You may have to read all about them if you wish in my weekly log roundups via worldofradio.com. Here's something different anyway. May 10th at 0621, I was getting a bunch of varying, wavering weak spurs out of the 6100 RHC English transmitter. Here are the frequencies I measured approximately, but they were not steady. 6072.34, 6081.58, 6090.86, 6109.22, 6118.30, 6127.50, and 6135.10. Note monitoring by Wolfgang Büschel and by myself direct indicates that the two-hour relay of China Plus in English on 11880 at 14 to 16 UT has been reduced to 1 hour. We're only hearing it after 1500. That's as of May 10th and 11th. Something rather unpleasant filed under Denmark. Stig Hartvig Nielsen, operator of some low-power Danish shortwave stations, says, "Please don't be an idiot such as Glenn Hauser, who hardly cannot say a sentence without attacking his personal enemies, Cuba in particular." Reply, "Geez, Stig, I have gone out of my way to publicize your stations, and this is your appreciation? You might not be so happy about Cuba if they jammed your broadcasts." Here's a report of a competing Danish shortwave station, Radio OZ Viola 5825. Manuel Mendes in Spain reports it on May 13th. On the air at 1950 with tuning music and ID. At 2000, a program called Midnight Jazz, and heard until 2010 with a 25322 Sempo. Previously discussed under Algeria Non, the self-QRM beepery coming out of the Issoudun, France transmitter site, Kai Ludwig in Germany says this: "The defective transmitter, or one of them, is on 13820. Definitely something Issoudun itself puts out. The frequency was completely clean until 1758, when a very faint carrier from the exciter appeared, and shortly before 1800, plate on, and there it was together with the full carrier still before the program audio was applied. Some kind of symmetrical spurs, circa plus and minus 800 hertz, fluctuating at circa 4 hertz, producing a chopping sound. Pretty disturbing, definitely. Not just something for the guys with the golden ears." Texas Radio Shortwave, a pirate which claims to be on a ship off the Texas coast, not only with its own transmissions but with relays via Germany, says they're testing a new frequency on Saturday, May 16th, to determine listenership and propagation feasibility on the 75-meter band. It's channel 292 in Germany. Hour-long broadcasts on 3955 with 4 kilowatts at the following times, May 16th, 0300, 1800, and 21 UT. So the first one, of course, at 0300, will have a darkness path to North America. At DX India, Joe Jacob reported that as of May 9th, some AIR external services to neighboring countries were resuming that day or the previous day, none in English, but in Sindhi, Nepali, Urdu, Chinese, Tibetan, Dari, Pashto, and Baluchi. However, as reported earlier under China, there was still no signal from India during the Chinese language service on 17510 at 11:45. That was 4 days later. However, Ivo Ivanov notes that the 500-kilowatt Bengaluru transmitter is active as early as May 8th on 11560, including special AIR COVID-19 program in English from 1500 until 1530, replacing what had been a Pashto language program. That has been curtailed. It is still on before 1500. Dave Kenny says this is presumably the home news bulletin in English instead of 1530 UT for 15 minutes and not the external service. Ivo Ivanov notes that the clandestine Iran International TV via Armenia, normally on 11570 until 12 UT, on May 11th switched to 11560, clashing with India, which came on at 1315, starting Dari at 1320. Upon Asil Omar, State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports the HFD station in Japan, High Frequency Doppler Project, JG2XA, on 5006, again hearing a carrier May 12th at 12:15 after being silent for some time in parallel to 8006, also with a carrier, but that frequency had not been absent. These are 200 watts carrying out this propagation project. And Ron Howard's weekly update on the jump-around frequency changes for the South Korean clandestines to the north as of Monday, May 11th. VOP, 3480, 3910, 3930, 4455, 6520, and 6600, checked at 1114. And a few minutes earlier, Echo of Hope, 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. The other one, Voice of Freedom, still good reception, not jammed on 5920 at 1118. The North Korean jamming remained on its former frequency, 6135. Yves Ivanov reminds us that Voice of Freedom 5920, instead of 4-hour broadcasts with 1-hour pauses, is now on the air 20 hours straight between 08 and 04 UT with 10 kilowatts. The much-anticipated free PDF A20 updater for the World Radio TV Handbook is now available via their website, wrth.com. I went through it and found a number of things to question, such as Laos, the external service shown on medium wave 567 only, no mention of shortwave 6130, making me wonder if it is definitely off the air permanently. However, Ron Howard was hearing something on 6130, April 20th, extremely poor at 1224, better on April 25th from 1344. He says the language sounded right for LNR. However, Mano Ritla of WRTH wonders if that could instead have been Tibet. In ABDX, Tim Hall in California reports Mexico's first 7-letter call on the air, 1620 kHz, XECSCGU, pronounced in English. The CS in the middle indicates a special class of license, a community social station. Most new construction permits in Mexico for the past 3 years have been 6-letter calls, but there are a few CPs with 7 letters. Their first test broadcast was January 20th. They're using a second-hand transmitter and not happy with the signal's reach so far. It's in Guachochi, Chihuahua, the same place as XETAR 870, an indigenous station. Tim says it signed on Thursday afternoon, 7 May, a religious station based in a drug rehab ministry. But the music I heard on their live stream sounded like standard regional Mexican fare. Their FB page says they are raising money to buy a 2-kilowatt transmitter, so the current power must be less. Their web links indicate it's called Correo Radio from Olivo Ministerio. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports the station dedicated to bringing Brazilian music to Europe on 5940 Radio Onda, which is based in Belgium but transmitted via BORCULO in the Netherlands, nevertheless identifying in French as Vous écoutez Radio Onda, May 11th at 1949, amid Brazilian and other songs. It seems the Pescador preacher is back somewhere in or near Nicaragua on the distinctive frequency of 8989 USB. May 6th at 2309, I could barely hear some talk there, sounded like a speech rather than two-way, and slightly better reception. May 9th at 2208, a song in Spanish sounded like it was gospel. It would be nice to have some background about who and where he is, licensed or not. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz, World of Radio 2034. Our thanks this week for financial support from Christopher Campbell in Ohio, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com, along with this comment, for your long and excellent dedication to a hobby that has expanded my knowledge for a lifetime. PayPal contributions need not necessarily be in U.S. funds, as they will convert. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Such donations also help to support our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH 7475 has not been too active lately, but he was again being heard on UT May 9th. Fedwalp says, I haven't heard Josiah in at least a week from near Seattle, but there he is at 0202 UT. a bit earlier than I usually catch him a fair signal. Also reported the same broadcast a little later, May 9th at 02:36, by Dan Sheedy in Encinitas, California, Josiah Beck with the usual anti-Christian infomercial. About Papua New Guinea, including Bougainville, Ron Howard says, 3260, NBC Madang, first day back on the air after a considerable absence, heard May 11th, from 11:29 until off at 12:22. A DJ in Pidgin playing mostly pop Pacific Island songs. After 12:02, parallel to Bougainville on 3325 with news in English. Mostly poor reception, but wonderful to hear them back on the air. Bougainville, May 11th. Also news in English, many ads and PSAs, and segments in English. Still, that one was still on when tuned out at 13:30, so still with an extended schedule. Next night, May 12th, Matt Francis in Sydney, Australia was also hearing both of them. From tune in at 08:45, NBC National News on 3260 and 3325, more NBC News from 0900 and local studio program with terrible audio from 0910. And on the second day, May 12th, Ron Howard reports again, Madang on 3260, the same format as before. It went off at 12:12, while Bougainville was already off the air by 12:18, clearing that frequency, 3325, for Voice of Indonesia in Japanese. Bruce Churchill in California reports the other PNG station, Wontok Radio Light, 7325, heard for the first time in a while, April 14th, the best since they moved their transmitter to Mount Hagen. Tuned at 0904 with NBC News Relay in English, parallel to 3260 and 3325, lots of COVID-19 reports. They ended news with weather and then in WRL station ID at 0911.5. He says, last time I heard this was from Brisbane, Kiwi STR, and it was barely audible. This reception was from a new Kiwi in the Bay of Islands, New Zealand. So likely it will not make it to Western North America, given the S2 signal into New Zealand, but you never know. And more remote monitoring by Bruce Churchill, this about the recently reactivated Radio Pilipinas, or Voice of the Philippines. Heard on 9960 from 1854 until off at 1930 via remote in Iceland. The signal varies from day to day. Some days a raucous ute on 9950 and something else on 9970 until 1900. He says on 11 May it had an S3 plus signal with no ute present and heavy fading from the polar path. Many informational announcements on COVID-19 and PSAs with frequent Philippine Broadcasting Service announcements. He says it's usually in Tagalog, but on this day, there was a woman interviewing a lab facility director, sounded strine in English from 1900 until 1911. This was followed by some more English announcements and a woman going back to Tagalog with statistics on healthcare workers, etc. ID at 1928 frequencies and Voice of the Philippines, always followed at 1929 by the Philippine National Anthem sung by a choir, until the carrier goes off promptly at 19:20. He says programming recently has been solely on COVID-19 and many PSAs for countermeasures to be taken by the public. Here's more advanced news. Mark your calendar for June 6th. It's from Tony Curry of Radio 6 International in Glasgow, Scotland. Although absent from shortwave since 2015, we're back on June 6th, marking our 57th anniversary. Saturday Sounds with Tony Curry will air from 22 to midnight UT on 6070 via channel 292, 10 kilowatts in Germany. Largely independent and unsigned music from around the world, QSLs will be issued on receipt of either €1 or $1 for return postage. EQSLs will be happily sent free of charge. It's TONY at radiosix.com. He says Radio 6 was launched in 1963 as an afternoon's entertainment by a group of primary school children. It never went away and has been webcasting around the clock for the past 20 years. For a while it was on shortwave in 2004 via IRRS and WBCQ and later via Latvia and Slovakia. The Saturday, June 6th broadcast is one-off. However, we are considering more regular return to HF in the future. Ron Howard reports on Solomon Islands, SIBC 9545. Unusually good audio level, May 13th from 0418 until off at 0501. Above threshold level audio, a very nice program in Pidgin with Pop Pacific Island songs, ads for high-speed internet, 0500 ID in English with frequency schedule, 4 o'clock time check, and off. Radio Exterior de España's North American frequency, 9690, was very strong. May 13th, when I tuned it in at 2229, the trouble is there was no modulation, and it was still dead air until it finally went off just after 0200 UT. Meanwhile, the other three frequencies at first, much weaker, were modulating properly. Something's notorious at Noblejas. Nobody paying attention whether a 300 kilowatt transmitter has modulation applied for at least 3.5 hours. John Collins in Birmingham reports very strong reception on 7205, May 9th from midnight UT, in Arabic, with Quran from Radio Omdurman, Sudan. It's normally scheduled to be off the air overnight between 22 and 02, apparently running overnight as Ramadan lasts a few more days. Their station with severe operational problems, Voice of Turkey, 9830. May 13th, amid the English shower, to North America at 2227. It's absent, but this was after a record 5-day run of successes when it was on the air May 8th through 12th. I knew that wouldn't last. Something's always erroneous at Emerlair. Ivo Ivanov in next-door Bulgaria has logged numerous instances of Voice of Turkey broadcasting the wrong language and or the wrong frequency. Here's just one example of many on May 14th. At 0830, 11795 was in Armenian instead of Farsi. At 0857, they finally switched to the proper language, Farsi. Thanks, Jeff. Our new World of Radio time on WRMI has been confirmed. It's UT Sunday at 0300, heard May 10th on 5800. This transmitter is on the same azimuth as 9955, but a much lower frequency does not find itself above the MUF, nor is it ever jammed. This transmission happens to overlap our other broadcast via WA0RCR, 1860 AM. A variable starting time could be as early as 0300. Here's the scoop from Bill Tilford about a rebroadcast of WBCQ's big broadcast of 2020 at a later hour and an extra frequency. He says due to popular demand, the big broadcast of 2020 will be repeated Thursday, June 4th, 10 to 11 Eastern Daylight Time, 02 to 03 UT Friday, June 5th, on 5130-6160 and 7490. The later hour should make the program more accessible to those down south and out west who are unable to bring in 5 or 7 megahertz during daylight hours the first time. And as a special bonus, we are adding 6160 as a test drive for music programs. So, even if you caught it the first time around, try us out on 6160 and let us know how it does in your area. Whether you had bad propagation last time, were away from the radio, searching for toilet paper, or just want a second helping, come shake off those COVID-19 blues with an hour of great music from Area 51, Marion Zadig, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, from the Isle of Music, Behavior Night, and the Lost Discs Radio Show. The hosts thank Alan and Angela Wiener for donating the airtime, and the Overcomer Ministry for granting us Tom's regularly scheduled time slot for this event. More to last week's report of Zambia suddenly switching to a new frequency, 5995 instead of 5915. ZNBC Radio 1, Manuel Mendez in Spain, first heard it May 7th, as early as 0443. Mali opened at 0530 on 5995, where it has been forever. Ron Howard in California replies, thanks for your report. On May 8th, I started to randomly check both frequencies from 0300. It was not until 0505 that I first had a weak signal on 5995. It sounded like the usual news in English from Zambia. So they have an abbreviated schedule starting much later than formerly on 5915, at least as of that date, and it was much weaker than the previous frequency, no sign yet of Mali. And ever since, Zambia has been heard only on 5995, so it is no mistake. Some further reports from Manuel Mendez. On May 8th, he also heard it with news in English at 0500. And also in the evening, but very weak, from 1750, eclipsed by Mali, which came on at 1800. On Sunday, May 10th, Bill Bingham in South Africa reports Zambia 5995 from 0454, already on the air. Local song and music, ad in English, 0500, Fish Eagles, and Jingle, One Zambia, One Nation, and straight into news in English, leading with the virus. Still going past 0504. And more reports from Manuel Mendez, Zambia every day on 5995, a very weak signal. News in English at 05. On some days, Mali opens earlier than 05 and causes strong interference to Zambia, but usually Mali opens near 0600. Both on the air in the evening, interfering with each other after 1800. But Zambia often cuts off, apparently due to power outages. And more monitoring of this from Ron Howard in California on May 12th. Tuned in 5995 at 0400, waiting for Zambia to start, and they suddenly did at 0412 in vernacular. 429, drums and call of the African fish eagle into news, African music, a poor signal but improving. Lusaka sunrise was 0420. The startup time is quite variable, much more so than it had been on 5915. On May 13th, they were already on the air, 5995, when he tuned in at 0341. The World Radio TV Handbook Updater, which again I recommend highly via WRTH.com, says both Zanzibar frequencies are irregular, 6015 and 11735. I agree, I've not heard or seen any reports of 11735 for many months, nor had I been able to hear it. However, Ron Howard and Art Delabere agree that 6015, their morning frequency, is reliably heard. Manuel Mendez, Spain, also reports it with a time signal at 0400 on May 12th. And he also reports 11735, presumed, on May 11th, extremely weak, barely audible, at 1800 UT. That's when they occasionally used to have news in English instead of Swahili, so that bears further checking. Well, there is never enough time to go into greater detail about the items you've heard on this program, but you can read much more about them and many others I don't have time for at all in the IO group titled WOR. And remember, there is a wealth of shortwave and DX information via our own website, www.worldofradio.com. You may see my galleries of QSLs and TVDX photos at worldofradio.com. Current shortwave schedules in a wide variety of formats are available, linked via my website, worldofradio.com. Click on the links labeled A20. Do you need to research something concerning shortwave or other media? There's a huge 20-year archive of DX listening digests at worldofradio.com. A complete schedule of World of Radio broadcasts on all our affiliates is at worldofradio.com. And here's another web recommendation. The Medium Wave International Radio Club of America presents talks on antennas, propagation, de-expeditions and other aspects of the hobby, including audio recordings and slides where available from previous IRCA conventions. You can find them at ircaonline.org. There's a drop-down menu organized by year. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued May 11th. Geomagnetic field expected to be mostly quiet. Unsettled levels May 13th and 14th. And 18th and 19th due to a coronal hole high-speed stream activity, the latter date with a peak of A and K indices to 10 and 3, otherwise only 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux 68 through June 6th, except for a peak, if you can call it that, to 70 between May 18th and 31st. Please take care of yourself and others. That's it. That's it for right now. From World of Radio 2034. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found this program informative, and will make a point of hearing me again next week, as I conclude with a standard disclaimer.